This is Akashvani, news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. Campaigning has reached its peak for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase election in Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, star campaigners of both NDA and India Bloc are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address two rallies and hold a road show in Jharkhand today. The first election meeting of Prime Minister will be held at Chandipur Football Ground in Chandan Kiyari Assembly Constituency in Bokaro at 1 p.m, while the second election rally will be held at Aerodrome Ground in Gadwa at 3:15 p.m. The Prime Minister will also hold road show in Ranchi at 5:15 p.m. On the other hand, senior JMM leader Hemant Soren will address a series of meetings at Bhavnathpur, Tamar and Khijri, while senior RJD leader Tejasvi Yadav will address people at Huntergunj in Chatra. Leaders of the AJSU and left parties will also address rallies in different parts of Jharkhand. In Maharashtra, the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party and the opposition Maha Vikas Aghadi will release their manifesto for the assembly elections today. Campaigning has intensified and prominent leaders are canvassing across the state to garner support for their candidates. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will launch the Bharatiya Janata Party's Sankalp Patra today. Prominent leaders of the BJP are expected to be present at the launch. Mr. Shah will also address three public rallies in North Maharashtra and Vidarbha region in Jalgaon, Buldana and Amravati in favour of Mahayuti candidates. On the other hand, the opposition Maha Vikas Aghadi coalition will also release the manifesto for Maharashtra assembly elections today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will release the manifesto today. Meanwhile, NCP-SP Chief Sharad Pawar will be canvassing in Jalna and Ahmednagar in favour of NBA candidates. Seven Indian institutions have secured a place in the top 100 of the QS World University Rankings Asia 2025. India is home to two universities in the top 50 and to seven in the top 100, with the Indian Institute of Technology IIT Delhi leading at 44th place. In a statement, Education Ministry said that this addition highlights India's impressive upward trajectory in higher education across the continent. IIT Bombay is ranked 48th, while IIT Madras, IIT Kharagpur, IIT Kanpur and University of Delhi are the other Indian institutes in the top 100, showcasing India's robust academic standing. In Jammu and Kashmir, one terrorist was killed in an encounter with security forces in Shopur town of Baramulla district yesterday, while two to three other terrorists are still trapped there. Officials said a fierce gunfight broke out between the security forces and terrorists in the Rampora locality of Shopur yesterday evening. Following specific inputs about the presence of terrorists, a joint anti-terror operation was started by the Army, CRPF and J&K police. In a significant development having far-reaching implications for Indian students, Canada has announced the discontinuation of its Student Direct Stream (SDS) visa program. The SDS is a key pathway for international students seeking permits for studies. It is said that the decision has come as part of the country's attempts to address ongoing housing shortages and resource strain. Moving on to sports and cricket, India will take on South Africa in the second match of the four-match T20 series at St. George's Park Cricket Ground in Kibera, South Africa this evening. The visitors are hoping to continue their excellent form in the shortest format. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian time. And in squash, India's Anahat Singh has clinched the women's singles title at the NSW Open in Sydney, Australia this morning. She defeated Helen Tang of Hong Kong 3-1 in the summit clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.